Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Executive Director tenders resignation. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. On Wednesday, January 31st, Administrative Executive Director Denton Knapp submitted his letter of resignation for his position with the Campbell County government. According to the press release from the Campbell County Public Information Office, Knapp will continue his duties as Administrative Executive Director through the month of February, with his final day in his position scheduled to be March 1st. Campbell County commissioners intend to open the position immediately in an effort to fill the vacancy as soon as they are able. As the process for filling the vacancy left by Knapp is determined, more information will be released. Knapp intends to pursue personal endeavors around supporting veterans and the United States Army. Campbell County government wish to express their gratitude for the service Knapp has provided and wish him luck in his future endeavors. Lummis votes against Green New Deal activist nominee. U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis voted no yesterday to the Biden administration's climate activist nominee, Joe Goffman, in an effort to protect the people of Wyoming and its energy industry. According to the press release from Senator Lummis's office, Goffman was nominated to serve as the assistant administrator of the Office of Air and Radiation at the Environmental Protection Agency. Lummis said, "Joe Goffman has dedicated his career to championing radical, job-killing regulations and anti-American energy policies that would deliver a fatal blow to Wyoming's booming energy industry." She continued saying, "As a key architect of the Obama administration's disastrous clean power plan, Goffman has used this egregious overreach to further his extreme climate agenda and has unequivocally proven he is the wrong man for the job. At a time when Wyoming families are paying more than ever for their energy needs and our dependence on foreign adversaries for energy is at an all-time high, we need to staff the EPA with people dedicated to removing unnecessary hurdles for American energy, not employing Green New Deal activists like Goffman, hell-bent on implementing their outrageous climate agenda at the expense of the people of Wyoming and our national security." Despite her no vote, Goffman was confirmed by the Senate by a vote of 50-49. He currently serves as the principal deputy assistant administrator for the Office of Air and Radiation and has been instrumental in assisting the Biden administration in attacking the domestic energy industry, driving up energy and gas prices across the U.S. and sending American energy jobs overseas. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.